We continue on in Maseches Megillah. We are holding on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph at the two dots toward the bottom of the page on the fourth very wide line. Today our goal is to finish through Daf Gimel Amud Beis, or at least somewhat through Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We are holding now again at the fourth very wide line on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So we had said, not in the previous year, but in the year before that, that there is a pasuk in the Megillah that tells us that the days of Purim should be niskarim v'nasim, should be remembered, which means you should lay the Megillah on them, v'nasim, and you should celebrate on them, and every single generation, mishpachu, mishpacha, every family, medino, medina, every country, ir v'ir, every city. And we darshined different halachos from the fact that it said medino, medina, and from the fact that it said ir v'ir. But we never explained why it said mishpacha u mishpacha, what that comes to include about the Yom Tov of Purim, what it's teaching us, that phrase, mishpacha u mishpacha, about the Yom Tov of Purim. So that's what our discussion begins with. Vahashta da'amrit, on the fourth very wide line. Vahashta da'amrit, medino medina, v'ir v'ir lidrasha. Once we have a drasha to tell me what medino medina means, and what the phrase ir v'ir means, mishpacha u mishpacha l'mayasa. What does the phrase mishpacha u mishpacha come to teach me? So I'm Rabbi Yossi Berchanina lahavi mishpachos kuna levia shemavatan avodasan ubal nishmo mikra megillah. Rabbi Yossi Berchanina says it comes to teach us that Kohanim and Leviim should stop their avoda in the Beis Hamikdash in order to go hear the Megillah. That's how important Megillah is. That even if you're right in the middle of the avoda, stop and go hear the Megillah. Dam Rav Yidam Rav Kohanim b'avodasan Leviim b'duchanim b'Yisrael b'mamadan kula mevatan avodasan ubal nishmo mikra megillah. The Kohanim in the middle of their service in the Beis Hamikdash, the Leviim in the middle of playing their music, the Yisraelim who have the job of by rotation basis standing there by the Azara to as the Karbanos are being brought, everyone stops what they're doing and they go out to be able to hear the Megillah. Tanya Nami Achim of a Brisa says just like this: Kohanim b'avodasan, Uleviim b'duchanan, v'Yisrael b'ma'amadan, kulam mevatan avodasan ubal neshma mikra Megillah. That all of them stop to go hear the Megillah. Mikan samchu shel Beis Rebbe, and based on that, the Beis Rebbe learned, the house of Rebbe learned, shemevatan Talmud Torah ubal neshma mikra Megillah. If the Kohanim stop their avoda to go hear the Megillah, so then somebody who's learning would have to close the sefer, stop learning, and go hear the Megillah. That's how important hearing Megillah is. That you got to stop Talmud Torah for hearing the Megillah. Kal v'chomer me avoda. It's a simple kal v'chomer from avoda. Uma avoda shichamura mevatlinan. If avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, which is very strict, were mevatel in order to hear the Megillah, Talmud Torah del kolshkei, and Talmud Torah, which is less strict, of course you should stop in order to hear the Megillah. So says the Gemara, va'avoda chamura mitalmud Torah. Is that kavuchomer really a kavuchomer? Is avoda more strict than Talmud Torah? Vaksiv, doesn't the pasuk say va'yibi osi Yoshua biyericho va'yisa ina va'yar v'ine ish omid l'negdo va'yishtach v'la'apav? That we're going to say a whole drasha from a pasuk in Sefer Yoshua, that Yoshua, after the battle of Ai, I think it was, Yoshua was very dejected, and a malach came to greet him, and we're going to learn a little bit about this encounter with Yoshua and the malach. Now, the point that we're trying to draw out of this whole drasha, this whole story with Yoshua and the malach, is that Talmud Torah is more important than Avoda, and therefore our Kal V'Chomer is not a good Kal V'Chomer. Again, we said a Kal V'Chomer, that if you even stop Avoda to go hear Megillah, then for sure you stop learning to hear the Megillah. So we're going to try to prove from here that it's a bad Kal V'Chomer, because learning is more important than Avoda. So what happened with this encounter between Yoshua and the Malach? So first of all, right away, we see that Yoshua bowed to the Malach. So ask the Gemara, V'hech Yavadachi, V'am Rabbi Shoban Levi, Yassel Adam Shiten Shalom L'chaveru B'layla, Cheshin and Shem Ashedhu. How is Yoshua allowed to do that? Didn't we learn you're not supposed to greet somebody at night when a person's alone at night, because you have to worry that maybe that person you're greeting isn't really your friend. Maybe it's a shade. Maybe it's a demon. And you don't want to greet a demon. So says Gemara, Shaini Hasam Dam L'kiyani Sartzva Hashem. No, it wasn't a demon, because the guy said, I am a Sar Tzva Hashem, I am a Malach of God. So Yeshua knew it wasn't a demon. So the Gemara, V'dilma Meshakri, how did he know it wasn't a demon? Demons probably lie, so maybe it was a demon and he was just lying to Yeshua. And so the Gemara, Gemiri to Lamafki Shem Shemayim Levatala. No demon or Malach would ever say Shem Shemayim Levatala, would ever say the name Hashem for no reason. And from the fact that he said he's a Sar Tzva Hashem, he's a Malach of Hashem, he must have been telling the truth. So what happened in this conversation? Amar lo, the Malach says to Yoshua, Emesh bitaltim tamid shel ben arbayim. Yesterday you forgot to bring the carbon tamid. Va'achshav bitaltim talmud Torah. And today you're not learning Torah, you're being mevatel Torah. every day, even in vacation, we learn Torah every single day. Amar lo, so Yeshua said to him, Aleza mehen basa. Okay, well, which one did cause an angel to show up and appear to me? You know, obviously, I do averus every day, I guess, but you know, you told me about two different averus. Which one is the worst one? Which one is the one you came to give me musar about? Amar lo, the Malach says, atabasi. Yeah, of the two things, failure to do avoda, of bringing the carbon yesterday, avoda, and failure to learn Torah, I came for the failure to learn Torah. That's the bigger failure. That's the bigger deal. Miyad vayolin Yoshua b'layla hu b'tocha emek. And right away Yoshua went to rest in the valley. What does that mean? Om Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells us, melamid shalon ba'omka shal halacha. It means that he immersed himself in halacha all night long after that Musar Shmuz from the Malach. Vamra Shmuel Barunya, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Yakravis Tmidin, and we see from that story that Talmud Torah is more important than bringing the Karmat Talmud Shnemar Atavasi, because the Malach says, I came for what happened right now. And that's the end of our question. Our question was, how can we say that you're Mevatel Talmud Torah to go hear the Megillah? Because if you're even Mevatel Avoda, which is more severe, then for sure you're Mevatel Talmud Torah, which is less severe. You see from the story with the Malach and Yoshua that Talmud Torah is more severe. Talmud Torah is a bigger deal than Avoda. Says Marlo Kasha. That's not a Kasha. Hadarabim v'hadiyachid. Talmud Torah, when done by many people, like Yoshua's learning was to teach all of Klal Yisrael, that's more severe than Avoda. But when an individual learns, a single person learns, that's less severe than Avoda. So first of all, main point toward the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, main point number one on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, is that we're Mevatel Avoda for Mikra Megillah, and Kal V'chomer Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. Again, we stopped doing Avoda for Mikra Megillah, and therefore, for sure, Talmud Torah. The second one on the bottom of Gimel Lamed Aleph was that the Malach gave Musar to Yoshua for being Mevatel Talmud Torah more so than for being Mevatel the Karban Tamid. Because Talmud Torah is more important than the Karban Tamid. So anyway, so what did we just say? Yeah, Talmud Torah is more important than the Karban Tamid if it's the Talmud Torah of a Rabbim, of a lot of people. The Talmud Torah of one guy is not as important as the Karban Talmud. So ask the Gemara four lines from the top now. Udi Yachid Kal, is the Talmud Torah of an individual so light, so not severe? Vatnan, Nashim B'moed Ma'anos Avalom B'tapchos. We learned in the Mishnah that when it comes to a funeral on Chol HaMoed, the halacha is that women can be involved in the hesped, but they shouldn't go clapping. It used to be a sign of Avelus that they would like bang their chest, that they would whack their bodies a little bit as a way of showing mourning. So you don't do that. You don't do such excessive mourning on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Amayu Smuchas Lamita Metapchos. Rabbi Shmuel says if they were near the coffin, then it's very depressing, and then they're allowed to show such an Avelus even on Moed. Barashe Chadashim, and again, why are we quoting all this about what they do at a funeral? Because somehow we're going to see from here that even for Talmud Torah of an individual, it's very, very severe. So how will we see? We'll see in a moment. Barashe Chadashim, b'Chanukah b'Purim, ma'anos u'metapchos. On Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah and Purim, they not only participate in the hesped, they even clap, they even bang their chests. Bazeh u'bazeh, einon mekononos. But both on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, and on Chol HaMoed, they certainly don't wail. It used to be they would have women at a funeral wailing, just like screaming, oi, oi, oi. So they don't do that on any of these special days. Va'amar Rabba Bar Huna, here's the key. Ein Moed Bifnei Talmud Chacham. That there is no special rules of a funeral on a Yontif when it comes to a Talmud Chacham's funeral. Because Talmud Chacham will learn Torah, and therefore we go all out with all the hespedim and the wailing and the clapping, all that. Kol Shekein Chanukah Purim. Even if it's Chanukah Purim, if it's Chol HaMoed, it doesn't make a difference. Bottom line is, for a single Talmud Chacham, it's one person's Talmud Torah. And what do you see? That it takes precedence over everything. That it's very severe, that we're willing to forego the normal joy that we're supposed to feel on Yontif for the sake of a Talmud Torah of one person. Answers the Gemara, now a big difference. Kavod Torah Ka'amrit. You're talking about honor given to the Torah. Kavod Torah Deyachid Chamor. Talmud Torah Deyachid Kal. The honor given to the Torah of an individual is very severe. When a person dies and he's a Talmud Chacham, that's about honoring him. The honor is extremely severe, but the actual act of learning Torah by an individual is not so severe that it would be considered more severe than avoda. It's not. Avoda is more severe than actually learning Torah by an individual. So, main point number one over here on Amud Beis, Talmud Torah of an individual is less severe than both Megillah and Avoda, but Kavod HaTorah is more severe than Megillah and Avoda. How do I know that Kavod HaTorah is more severe than Megillah? Because even on Purim, we do the full Kavod HaTorah. It beats out the celebration of Purim. Amar Rava, says Rava, pshitali, continuing this conversation of what's more severe and less severe, avodah mikra megillah. If you have an option either to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash or read the megillah, mikra megillah adif. Reading the megillah is greater. Means Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. We learned that on Amud Aleph. We just learned before Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said on the fifth wide line of Amud Aleph that we're mevatel avodah. The Kohanim Levim are mevatel the avodah. They stopped doing the avodah to go hear the megillah. Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah, if you have an option between Talmud Torah and learning the Megillah, Mikra Megillah Adif, Megillah wins, Midas Samchus Shel Beis Rabbi. And that we learned also in Amud Aleph from Samchus Shel Beis Rabbi, 6 lines, 7 lines from the bottom of the page on Amud Aleph, that the family of the Beis Rabbi were Mevatel Talmud Torah to go hear the Megillah. So that we already learned. Talmud Torah Umeis Mitzvah. What about Talmud Torah, learning Torah, versus burying a dead body that no one else is there to bury? Meis mitzvah adif. So then the meis mitzvah wins. Meis mitzvah, important concept. The concept of a dead body that has no one else to bury, where even a kohen gadol is allowed to be metame to a meis mitzvah. Even a kohen gadol is not allowed to be metame to his own relatives, is allowed to be metame to a meis mitzvah. So if you have Talmud Torah versus meis mitzvah wins. You sooner bury that body than learn Torah. Midatanya mevatel Talmud Torah lotzas meis lechnasas kala. We learn that we're mevatel Talmud Torah to take care of the needs of a dead body and to take care of the needs of a wedding to help a kala get married. But here's the question. Another one. Avoda or meis mitzvah. Another choice. If you have the choice of doing avoda or meis mitzvah. So meis mitzvah adif. Well, certainly meis mitzvah wins. Mi vila achosa. We learned that from a special pasuk where the pasuk says vila achosa. What's that pasuk about? That pasuk tells us that a kohen gadol that a nazir is not even allowed to be metame to his relatives. So detanya, we learn in a brisa vila achosa matamulomar. Why does the pasuk have to tell me that la achosa, that his sister, he's not allowed to become tame to? It already says he's not allowed to become tame to his father, his mother, his brother. Why does it have to add his sister? I should figure that out on my own. Obviously, he's not allowed to become tame to his sister. Can't be tame to any of his relatives. So it's an extra word that teaches us something. The guy is going to shecht his korban pesach. Where he's going to give his son a bris milah. Vishama shemeis lo meis, and he hears that a relative of his dies. Yachol yitameh, I might think he can become tameh. Amrit lo yitameh. That's why the pasuk says that he cannot become tameh. Just like a nazir is not allowed to violate his nazirus in order to bury his relative, so too someone who's going to bring a karban pesach or give a bris milah cannot violate those mitzvos in order to bury his relative. Yachol kashem sheinu metamei la'achoso, kach einu metamei l'meis mitzvah. You might think, well, if he can't become tamei to a relative, he can't become tamei to a meis mitzvah either, to somebody who has no one else to bury them. Tamalomar v'la'achoso. That's what v'la'achoso teaches me. La'achoso hu deinu metamei. You know who he cannot become tamei to? To his sister, to a relative. Avu mitamei l'meis mitzvah. But he is allowed to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. So bottom line, what do we see from there? That meis mitzvah beats out avoda. That meis mitzvah, if a guy's going to do Karban Pesach, meis mitzvah wins. He's still going to do some avoda in the Beis HaMikdash? No, meis mitzvah wins. If it's avoda in the Beis HaMikdash versus his own relatives, the avoda wins. But if it's avoda versus meis mitzvah wins. So asks Rava, what about the following dilemma? By Rava, Mikra Megillah u'meis mitzvah heminayu adif. So far, meis mitzvah has won every contest against anything. Meis mitzvah beats avoda. Meis mitzvah beats Talmud Torah. And in the and Mikra Megillah has won every contest. So they both work their way through the brackets, and now we have this championship between Mikra Megillah and Meis Mitzvah. Which one wins? Mikra Megillah or Meis Mitzvah? Those are your options. On the one hand, Mikra Megillah Adif Mishum Persuminisa. Maybe we should say Mikra Megillah is greater because of the element of Persuminisa. That's an important concept. Persuminisa, publicizing the miracle. That's something that's a very important element of Mikra Megillah, getting as many people involved in the Mikra Megillah. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no, Meis Mitzvah, maybe Meis Mitzvah should be better, Mishum Kavod HaBrios, because Meis Mitzvah involves human dignity, to leave a dead body unburied, that's gross, that's a violation of his basic human decency, of human dignity. Kavod HaBrios is another important concept, that the Torah is very concerned with a person's basic human dignity. So which one wins? Answers the Gemara, Basar Debaya, Hadar Pashta. After this question was asked, ultimately, we answered this question, that Meis Mitzvah Adif, that Rava, who asked this question, answered the question himself, that Meis Mitzvah wins. You know why? To Amar Mar, because we have a tradition, that Gadol Kavod HaBrios, Shedoches Los Asei Shebetorah. Kavod HaBrios is such an important element, it's such an important factor, that it beats out even a Los Asei in the Torah. One is allowed to violate even a Los Asei in the Torah in order to ensure human dignity. Now, it bears mentioning that the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Yutes tells us that really most Los Aseis in the Torah are not pushed away for Kavod in the favor of Kavod HaBrios, but all mitzvos asay in the Torah are pushed away in favor of Kavod HaBrios, and all los asays midrabanan are pushed away for the sake of Kavod HaBrios. But again, that's an important concept. Gadol Kavod HaBrios, shedoches los asay shebetorah. Kavod HaBrios is so critical that it pushes away even a los asay in the Torah, which isn't really literal. Again, it means asays in the Torah and los asays midrabanan, but that at least tells us that Kavod HaBrios is a very, very critical point. Main point number two here on Amud Beis, and with this we will close, the seder of the order of what takes precedence over what is that Meis Mitzvah is on the top of the food chain, most important. Right under Meis Mitzvah, Mikra Megillah. Under Mikra Megillah, Avoda. And under Avoda, you have Talmud Torah, at least Talmud Torah ve'yachid is under Avoda. So that's how it all shakes out in the end of the day. Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up with Gufa in the next shiur. I know we're still a ways away from finishing Gimel Amud Beis, but the Dalet Amud Aleph is really a continuation of what starts with the word Gufa. It's going to be seven different statements, all made by Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. So Be'ezras Hashem, the next shiur, we're going to go through seven different statements, starting with the word Gufa, all made by Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi.